It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. The city of Las Cruces recently purchased vacant land between Mountain View Regional Medical Center and the Los Alamitos subdivision. It's empty now, but some city officials see it as prime real estate with the potential to boost the local economy. Nearby residents, though, have some concerns about new development in their backyard. Mallory Falk reports from a recent community meeting about the site.
Look out past the Los Alamitos subdivision, and there's a wide swath of empty land, all dirt, desert shrubs, and crushed, rusted cans. It's the city's former landfill, and it's sat vacant for years. But in the not-so-distant future, it could become a site for commercial development.
You're right in the middle of the most expensive commercial real estate in the city of Las Cruces. And that's an asset that's going to belong to the city.
That's Mayor Ken Miyagashima speaking at a recent community meeting. That vacant land, about 100 acres in total, hasn't always belonged to the city. As part of a bizarre-sounding land swap, Albuquerque took over the plot back in the 1980s. But now it's back in local hands. Las Cruces purchased the land for about $750,000 last year. Soon, the city will start cleaning it up and coming up with a vision for what's long been empty space. Mayor Miyagashima sees lots of economic potential. For example, he says the city could lease some of the land to private businesses.
And then that's income to the city. You know, if that brings in $1 or $2 million a year in lease payments to the city, that's a lot of money. That's future taxes that don't have to be raised.
Because the land is right next to Loman Avenue, Miyagashima says it's a premier location for commercial business. And he can also envision a new subdivision.
A subdivision that has walking trails, walking paths, bike paths, that if they wanted to walk from the Los Alamitos area to these businesses, and it would just probably be along Loman, you know, you can walk back and forth, there wouldn't be any congestion.
But some community members, including those who currently live in Los Alamitos, have concerns, which they were quick to voice at the meeting. Many residents said they bought homes in the area because of the open space and arresting views.
My question is there the possibility that you can develop it in such a way that you leave it in its natural state? Because part of the beauty of this residential area is the arroyo, it's the vacant land, it's the wildlife. So does it have to be developed commercially as opposed to leaving it as a open, natural area to add to the beauty, not only for us as residents, but for the city as well?
Everybody in that development, you talk to them, and why did we buy there? Because the master plan said that was open space. Right? It said open space. And that it'll probably never be developed.
Other residents worried about potential health risks as the land is remediated, though Miyagashima says there have already been health assessments. And one community member said the city should focus on developing other, more neglected parts of the city. Dolores Demers came to the meeting to learn more about plans for the site. She says she's concerned about the lack of floodwater management planning whenever new subdivisions are built.
Whenever you start putting impervious surfaces right next to an arroyo system, and there is an arroyo system right north of the Alameda Southridge community and south of Loman, there is an arroyo there. So they're talking about developing it, which they probably need to develop it. You need to get the land to the highest and best use. But what will be the impact of that arroyo?
During the meeting, Mayor Miyagashima stressed that there aren't any current plans for the site. He says it's up to city council and residents to come up with a vision. At this point, the city is simply beginning to clean up the land. Larry Nichols is the director of community development for the city of Las Cruces. He provided a broad overview of how the development process works in the hopes of putting some community members at ease.
Well, what I would hope for is that in tonight's meeting that they received information to know that a development just doesn't happenstance. It doesn't just with no review or regulation or any kind of direction. It's very comprehensive to get a development to the stage of being able to build on.
Mayor Miyagashima says the city will host a press conference soon to start a wider community conversation about the site. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
The Texas Rainy Day Fund now holds close to $12.5 billion. The state controller is asking lawmakers for approval to make some changes to the fund, as Andrew Schneider with Houston Public Media reports.
Controller Glenn Hagar wants permission to shift more of the fund's cash into stocks and bonds. He says that will protect the fund against inflation and bolster the state's AAA credit rating. Sherry Greenberg is clinical professor at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin.
The rating agencies have said, yes, you need an economic stabilization fund. You need money in there. But you also need to make sure that you are funding your services, whether it's education or health care and or transportation infrastructure.
Any changes to the fund must be approved by lawmakers in the upcoming legislative session, which begins January 8th. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.